Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9:12 Monday morning. Since Halsey's being talked about right now, I have a couple random Halsey stories that I just want to quickly say. We've talked about freezing eggs a million times on this show. She's 23 years old. She's doing it.
Oh.
She was on the doctor's last week, and she said, I'm 23 years old. I'm going to freeze my eggs. And when I tell people that, they're like, you're 23. Why do you need to do that? Why do you need to freeze your eggs?
Best time to do it.
Doing an ovarian reserve is important to me because I'm fortunate enough to have that as an option, but I need to be aggressive about protecting my fertility and about protecting myself. She suffers from endometriosis, and she actually had a miscarriage during a show a while back.
Oh, really?
I know. So she's freezing her eggs.
Good for her.
Pregnant and doing a show and had a miscarriage during the show.
Yep. That's what she said. She also has a PSA for hotels everywhere. It's time to improve your toiletry selection. She posted, I've been traveling for years now on Twitter. I've been traveling for years now, and it's been so frustrating that the hotel toiletry industry entirely alienates people of color. I can't use this perfumed, watered-down white people shampoo. Neither can 50% of your customers. Annoying. She changes her hairstyles all the time, but she's got naturally curly hair. She also said, I'm fortunate enough to be financially in a position to do so, travel with her own products. But people of color traveling frequently for work and medical reasons might not be able to. Just making a point is all. Then someone wrote back to her and said, hold on, let me find the actual comment. So one person said, you are one of the white people, sweetie. To which she wrote, no, I'm not. Her dad's black.
Mm-hmm.
Here she is. She's got some curly brown hair in this picture. Yeah. I thought the same thing.
So doesn't she normally have her hair bleached white?
Like white blonde and a super short cut. And I don't know if this is before she did that, but the only time I'd ever seen her was with the super white blonde hair.
Okay, so as you just said that story, I went, okay, I don't know who we're talking about.
She said, I've accepted that about myself, and I never try to control anything about black culture that's not mine. I'm proud to be in a biracial family. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of my hair. I look like a white girl, but I don't feel like one. I'm a black woman. So there you go. A couple things about Halsey.
All right.
Win her tickets right now if you're calling 97.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. So you just enter that in and then you write us and boom.
Sure.
It's like you're texting your friends.
I have to say we have some pretty... once in a while we get a little hate, you know, like the internet does. but for the most part, our listeners are just so wonderful and kind and supportive.
Well, and sometimes we deserve a little hate.
Sure.
Nobody's perfect.
It's true.
I like a good spanking.
Well, it's nice. Sometimes someone points something out to you and you go, oh, yeah, that is true.
408. When we were little kids, my mom would sometimes wake up in the night screaming, thinking someone was in the house. Turns out it was because of the Golden State Killer. He caused so much terror in the community. So thrilled that he's been caught and hoping his victims can somehow can find some peace now.
Yeah.
So there's that, and then here's another. Vinny, GSK, as in Golden State Killer, is not a terrorist. Terrorism is a specific thing done for political ends. Words have meaning. You are right, as far as the definition of terrorist goes, but that text prior is what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm talking about how people...
One who causes terror.
And to have that many victims, the fact that that guy got away with that for 10 years and was
never caught.
That prolific.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the vandalism and the burglaries before he got on to rape and murder.
Mm-hmm. Hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Didn't they call him like the East Bay Ransacker or
something? Yes, exactly right.
Well, there was a Visalia Sacker, and it? Then there was the
East Area Rapist.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Uh-huh. They didn't know he was the same guy, or they did know?
They found out later through investigations, but they didn't link him in the beginning.
Crazy.
It is unbelievable. And did you hear that they found... So one of the things one of his victims had said was he was screaming about some lady named Bonnie as he was victimizing me, raping me. What, that's the word. Sorry. So, like, heavy, huh? Anyway, so they found this lady he was once engaged to named Bonnie. She's like a real... a travel agent in her... late 60s.
Oh, they found her.
They
now
found her. Yeah, unreal. She's still alive. And, you know, they were engaged and they broke it off. I didn't get any more details from that first little story I read, but I'm sure.
Crazy.
Reporters are going through all this information as we speak, right? So we'll see more.
Hooman, did we get a winner? The lines are still going pretty crazy.
No, we haven't. I'm at 64, but thank you for checking in with me. I'm doing my job.
Taking this
good
time.
Job. Good work.
Just worry about the text.
Hooman.
Stay in your lane, Sarah.
Okay. Thought we could maybe, you know.
Don't try to radnitch Vinny over here. Or Hooman.
Oh, I don't want to radnitch anyone, frankly.
I don't know.
Her stomach hurts, everyone. Her stomach hurts.
Okay.
All right.
It's you.
It is me. Apparently it is me.
Sarah, I can't believe you're not getting the reference in the Perfect Circle song, So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. It's from the movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe, which, by the way, I think were books first, but they say here, based on the Stephen Mitchell sci-fi book series. The premise is the planet is about to be destroyed, so the dolphins take flight in space, singing So Long and Thanks for All the Fish.
Yeah, I don't.
So the dolphins are the aliens?
I guess so.
All right. I always thought it was the octopus. They'd look like aliens to me. I don't know if they.
Eight-legged.
Yeah, just.
Kooky.
Yeah. At the aquarium, the Monterey Bay Aquarium this weekend, that was the highlight for me is the octopus. They're just. They crawl along the glass and
they are quite amazing.
The suction cups are just
it's interesting.
Yeah, oh, it's really, and they're so
weird. They're so strange.
Their movement is so fluid and cool. I really,
they're one of the neatest animals.
Agreed.
So the research I did was it was a TV series in 81, and it became a video game in 84, and it became a film in 05.
Oh,
for the Hitchhiker's
Guide. Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never. I feel like I read the very beginning of one once and was like, yeah.
Huge ABBA fan here, but hated Mamma Mia. It was so painful to see songs I loved ruined by that insipid movie.
Oh, I liked it.
Beer goggles are definitely a myth. It's not that...
What?
The drunker you get, the more attractive a person gets. It's the closer to last call.
Well, that too, for sure. But beer goggles do make you consider people that you normally wouldn't. Honey.
Oh, wait. The closer to the last call you get, the more you lower your standards.
Oh, so you can tell someone's ugly. You just are desperate to do it.
Okay. If you say so. 415 says, it's obvious Vinny the Hick has never heard of a billiard club.
The Hick.
No booze, just people playing pool. But a bar without booze is an empty room. FYI.
Who's the Hick?
They're calling Vinny the Hick.
Vinny's a hick?
Apparently. All right. Well, I do like country music, as you'd well know.
Oh, my God. Stop it with that.
Is that because you live out in Santa Cruz, Vin?
Yeah, he lives out in farm country.
Yeah.
Okay. The beach is farm country.
Yeah, apparently so.
All right.
Well, they do advertise, what is it, meatfarmers.com? What's it called?
I can't remember.
Farmhands.com?
Yeah.
It is a farm.
Yeah. Farmlife.com. Yeah,
that's something.
Yeah, something. People in the big city, they just
farmers
don't get
only.
Us.
Yeah.
Farmersonly.com.
I saw an ad for it on my TV and went, where am I living?
Near farms.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Watsonville and South,
sure,
right?
And Saline. You see all that area for sure.
I lie all the time. It's usually to save people's feelings. Like, I could be at home in PJs instead of at a baby shower. Yeah.
Of course, your baby's so cute.
I was invited
to an ugly baby,
a party yesterday, and I go, nah, I'm just going to stay home.
Oh.
It's the truth.
You're good at that.
Oh, man. I'm moving to New York in 2 weeks. I'm going to miss you guys so much. You have been my company on my ride to work for the past 5 years. I'll definitely find a way to listen to you, whether it's on RadioAlice. Go to the radio.com app,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There's TuneIn Radio, radio.com. Mm-hmm. And you can, I mean, you could also just have us on at your desk through Radio Alice.
Yeah. Sure.
The Looking Glass.
I love you guys and we'll miss you so much.
Don't miss us. Keep us.
We'll take us with you. We want to go.
We totally want to go. Mm-hmm. Where are they going? New York? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. The first thing I do is I'm getting pizza.
Oh, yeah. The first thing I do is I'm going to get pizza every day and I'm going to be
cheese slice.
Fatter. Be good. It's going to be a good time.
Well, wait a minute. How long are you staying? We're just going for
a minute.
We're
going to be there for a while. I'm not leaving. I'm going to wrap myself in sheets of pizza.
You know, I'm just going to have a slice and then be good, right?
Yeah.
Beam our way back.
When are those days coming? I want to get beamed somewhere.
Oh, God. Then you could go eat a piece of pizza for lunch.
You could live anywhere. I could live there and come here for work every day, you know? Yeah. Beam me over to San Francisco.
Vinny, I'm 34 and know all the songs on the ABBA Gold album. I love that album. Mm. So long and thanks for all the fish as a reference to the Hitchhiker. Got it. Come on, Hooman. Why would he know those? He doesn't read books.
No, he doesn't. He does look at movies, though. Oh, funny. Douglas Adams predicted the iPhone back then. The guide is a handheld device that holds all sorts of information. That's funny.
Oh. Did you just burp?
My mic was off, though.
Yeah, it was loud enough that we heard it through the other. Yeah.
My mic was, and I didn't open my mouth. My mouth was closed. I was like,
It was loud.
Wow, man.
That's a good one.
I think if somebody was talking, it wouldn't have been noticed.
Right. No one would have noticed.
Yes, my 9-year-old loves The Greatest Showman.
Mm.
Did you say you've seen it?
I have not.
Oh. God, it's right up your alley, too.
I know. I just haven't seen it.
What are you waiting for?
Time to see a movie. I'm waiting for it to come to TV.
It's on TV.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is on demand or
mm-hmm.
whatever?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's watch it this weekend,
I've already seen it 3 times.
Okay, let's finish The Punisher anyway. It's just getting good.
Oh, you're liking it?
Yeah, we're two. I think we... four episodes from the end, but we did 2 last night. It was so good.
I thought that was really good, too.
That's a Netflix show. Apparently, it's a superhero one, but I don't really know
what is that either, but wait till you get to Ozark.
That'll be next. We'll do that one next.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Is that what we agreed? Next is Ozark?
Absolutely.
All right.
All right.
We'll try it.
Vinny, of course everyone wants to see Beyonce. She is hot and sexy with a beautiful face and long legs. Who wants to look at Jay-Z's ugly mug?
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
Well, I understand that, but Jay-Z of the two is the bigger star in my mind. That's the point I was trying to make.
Right. In your mind.
In your mind.
But you asked our opinion.
Only. Yeah, it's Beyonce all the way.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Jay who?
What?
Where's Beyonce?
Come on!
Yeah. Beyonce.
Brynn Lord Huron has that song that was all over 13 Reasons, The Night We Met. Oh. You saw that, right?
I did, but I don't remember that song. Let's see.
Love Lord Huron. They have a lot of good songs. I looked them up. There's some indie band.
No. Lord Huron. Huron.
I'll check him out.
The Great Lake. He does have kind of a little throwbacky sound. Like that's the time signature is waltzy and the sound of that guitar is kind of, you know, like a 60s.
Oh, it's super reverby.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
510 says, Vinny, get your facts right. Yellow Fever is an independently owned restaurant that will have a shop in the Long Beach Whole Foods. It's owned by Asian people. But it's a restaurant in Whole Foods.
Yeah.
That's the story. That's why it made the news. It hadn't made any kind of news until they got a shop in Whole Foods, the national chain owned by Amazon. That's why they made the news.
Yeah, because they're racist and diseased. And then Whole Foods. It just seems like, oh. That doesn't seem like a good name.
510 says, Fusion Restaurant. Don't assume all people will be offended by the name. Okay.
Yeah. I'm personally not offended. I just feel like, okay, well, that's super racist and named after also a disease. So, seems like a bad name to me.
Well,
that's all.
Don't forget.
If the food's good, I'll still eat
it. It doesn't sound appetizing.
No.
We didn't start out with our antennas up all the time, but it's become a reality we deal with daily.
Yep.
Where we're like, that
your PC radar.
That sounds scary.
In overdrive.
Turn left. Right?
Don't go there. You would think that there would be some meetings where they went, nah, I don't know, yellow fever just sounds racist and like a disease. I'm going to say we should go with something else. How about yummy noodles?
925 says, poker at Sarah's house doesn't sound that fun at all.
Yeah, Pullman's making it not sound fun, but it is fun.
Look who's talking about controlling you, Zet. Hello, Kettle.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Why'd you read that text, Vinny?
Well, they're all here.
What were you thinking?
Right in front of me.
I should have deleted that one.
Anyway, I think we're out of time.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be back to say goodbye. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
You don't want that on the air, Sarah?
No, I'd prefer to, you know, look, the older I get, the more problems I have and the less I want to talk about them.
All right, well then. Stay tuned. I believe Jane is going to be on this afternoon. She's been out for a minute.
Yep.
So it's nice to have her back.
Pit passes for Taylor Swift
That's
on May 11th.
Huge.
And I know, just like that, it's some access. And then tickets to see Janelle Monáe.
Where did he go?
I just went to look at the door to see if she's here. She's not here yet.
Yeah. Your daughter and girlfriend are going to Taylor Swift.
They are. This is a big deal. So yeah. Not this weekend, but next weekend. It's going to.
Oh, it's on a weekend night?
Yeah, it's Saturday night.
Oh, it's so great.
Well, I think, didn't she, she's doing two shows. Yeah.
So I think she's doing the Friday and the Saturday, right?
Both
or is it the Saturday
SAP?
And the Sunday?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
No, they're not at SAP, they're at Levi's.
Yeah, Levi's Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's, that's big.
It's big, yeah.
It's going to be huge.
Cool.
And guess who's going to be home alone?
You?
Oh, that's great news.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can practice your Taylor Swift.
I wanted to go to Taylor, but I decided instead to
let them
bring their girlfriend. Yeah. And, you know, actually, their girlfriends, a couple girls.
Mm, sweet.
Yeah.
That'll be a nice mother daughter thing.
Mm-hmm.
Girl power.
Yeah. Oh, and Mom's Day is coming up, so that's nice.
Oh, I think it's actually that Sunday.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. Yes, very
like I planned it.
It's amazing. Happy Mother's Day. What, were you looking for a gift? I gave it to you.
Get out. I mean, have fun.
Poof.
All right, have a great day, you guys. Thanks for listening. Stick around. Lexi is up next. And then, of course, Jane has all those tickets. Stay here at the Alice. We're open for business all day. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.